Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today's episode brought to you by Atlanta United, proud community partner of The Burt Show. Don't miss the 2025 home opener. Five Stripes taking on Montreal this Saturday, February 22nd. We're giving away tickets to the home opener right now on Instagram, which is at The Burt Show. Head on over there, enter to win, and if you don't get lucky, you still win. You guys get an exclusive discount. Just hit the episode description for your special ticket link or visit ATLUTD.com now.
The Burt Show.
I think $100 should make you feel better about the crappy Valentine's Day gift you got, right?
Why not?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. You'd prefer, you would have preferred to have gotten nothing compared to what you did get for Valentine's Day. Brian, what crappy Valentine's Day gift did you get?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Morning.
It's not a crappy Valentine's Day gift that I got. It's one that I gave, and I feel bad about it. But I didn't get off work until about after midnight. I'm a chef. So I went to our local Quick Trip and got like 10 packs of candy for my girlfriend.
Brian,
should have done
chef?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, he says.
What?
So, just to let you know, ma'am, we're not going to reward you for your bad gift-giving skills. You know Valentine's Day is on the same day every year, right?
Yes, well, we did also get each other the new Magic the Gathering release. That was supposed to be our one gift to each other.
Uh-huh.
I didn't feel like that was enough to express my affection. I take full responsibility for not planning more ahead. I wanted a little something extra to get for her because, I mean, we're both nerds.
I don't get the sense you're getting the $100, but I do want to give you my congratulations. Thank you for being self-aware. It sounds like you were a great partner who's able to look themselves in the mirror and recognize that 15 bags of Skittles is not going to cut it.
Why didn't you just cook for her?
You're a chef. Don't you have leftovers?
Yes.
That's gift. That's expected.
Okay, so here we go, Brian. What I am going to give you is some airtime. So if you would like to profess your love to your girlfriend and give her a belated Valentine's Day shout out on the air to make up for the Quick Trip candy, go for it.
Thank you. Yes, Melinda, you are the love of my life, and I will cook for you every day until we die. And you mean everything to me, and our family is the best. And I'm so insanely happy with our lives together.
Every day except for Valentine's Day, apparently. That takes off the table.
Cooking for me till I die works for me. That works.
All right. Thank you, Brian. All right. Next, we got Linda. Linda, welcome to The Burt Show. What horrible gift did you get for Valentine's Day?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Silverware.
Silverware? Did you ask for silverware?
No, I did not. But he thought that it was a good idea because my forks always disappear. And I'm like,
That is a thing.
It is. But that's just something like a random act of kindness kind of thing, I think. Like, hey, buy me some forks one day or whatever.
Exactly.
And it wasn't even like a good thing of silverware. It was a cheap $10 pack from like dollar store, and it was only forks.
And it was only forks.
You couldn't throw a spoon in there.
Please tell me you also
no knives.
Please tell me you also got a divorce for Valentine's Day.
No.
that was the appropriate answer.
All right, Roger. What terrible gift did you get for Valentine's Day?
Well, I'm a man, so we don't expect much.
Whoa.
In fact,
don't give us anything, but I got a box of paper clips from my wife of 8 years.
No, no, you,
no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Was there any? What was the significance?
I have no idea. I have absolute no idea. She did write on there in red Sharpie, "Happy Valentine's Day." So I don't know if this was symbolic of our divorce papers getting clips later or what, but I still have no idea.
Are you in the doghouse for something? Is she mad?
No, she seems good. So it's an interesting one.
All right, Roger, hang tight, because again, whoever got the worst gift, I'm going to give $100 to. I think a box of paper clips. Okay, you just hang tight. We're going to put you on hold. All right, Katie, let's go down to line 5. Kim, welcome to the Burt Show. What horrible gift did you get for Valentine's Day?
I got a coupon from McDonald's.
No. Not even the actual. You just got a coupon.
Just a coupon.
Was it a good coupon? How much you get?
It was, you know, the Valentine's you can give to your kids. It was those.
Happy meal.
Yes, it was a coupon.
Okay. I can't believe that. I legit cannot believe that.
I'm just curious, Kim. Did he hand this to you with a straight face? Like, was he proud of himself when he handed this to you?
He was pretty proud, yes.
That's wild.
Oh, my God.
All right,
God.
Let's put Kim on hold. Let's put Kim on hold here. All right. Bonnie. Welcome to the Burt Show. You would have rather have received nothing than what your significant other gave you for Valentine's Day. What was it?
Yes, my husband of 34 years gave me flu A.
Huh?
She got the flu.
Oh, no.
The flu?
He gave her the flu for Valentine's Day.
Oh, damn.
I get the sense that was unintentional, though.
It was. We had an incredibly nice day because he's sick, too. So we just sat on the couch and held hands and looked awful.
Romantic though.
Thanks, right?
You guys are like sharing mucus, snots come out of both your faces. A
couple days off.
Yeah, we had Kleenex boxes to share. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I don't feel bad for you anymore. You got a happy relationship.
All right. So it is a democracy here on the Burt Show. So the Burt Show listener who's going to get $100, is it Kim with the coupon from McDonald's? Is it Roger with a box of paper clips? Or is it Bonnie with the flu? Who do we want to give the $100 to?
What about the forks? Do we miss the forks?
Oh, I threw silverware. I mean, silverware is actually still a gift. I mean, if you want to keep silverware in there, but I figured like between McDonald's, paper clips, and flu, the silverware wasn't going to win.
I remember the last time I went to McDonald's. I do not remember the last time I used a paper clip. I'm going with my man, Roger.
You go with paper clips.
Yeah.
Roger honestly sounds like our former intern Mikey from the future. So I kind of feel like we got to throw him a bone with these paper clips because, I'm going paper clips.
That's a wild gift.
That's crazy.
Okay. All right. Can we put Roger back on? Roger, congratulations. Your poor gift of paper clips just earned you $100, sir.
All right, best gift ever.
Is that not Mikey? It's Mikey from the future. All right, Mikey from the future, congrats on your win.
All right, Roger, hang on the line. We'll get your information and we'll get you your $100, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. No, we are going to do the bet because I'm looking at the clock and I'm forgetting where I am and we are running a little bit late and I was about to do something else and I was like, no, that's a bad idea. So now you're inside my brain and I've had a cup of cappuccino. I don't know if you can tell that I already got caffeine coursing through my body. So when we get back, we'll do something else. Bye.
Woo!
The Burt Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We all got the email from Tommy over the weekend, and all it said was, how did Tommy and Renee, his wife, end up in the back of a police car on Valentine's night? And if you looked at the timestamp of the email, it was sent like after midnight. So, of course, when you send an email like that.
Did I really send it after midnight?
Yes, you did.
That would have been real time.
Uh-huh. That was real time. So when I'm putting all this together and, you know, the next morning we get the email, I immediately respond back and I'm like, well, with the tease like that, you know you made it into prime time. Welcome to prime time on The Burt Show. Tommy,
yes.
How did you and your wife, Renee, end up in the back of a police car on Valentine's?
I would say.
You like handcuffs that much?
We've had.
Hey, it was V-Day.
Got to turn it up.
These weren't the furry kind either.
No.
So, yes, we were in the back of a police car in Cleveland.
Ohio?
No, Cleveland, Georgia. So, we've had many great Valentines.
How many Valentines have you celebrated together, Tommy?
Let's see. This year will be our 29th wedding anniversary. We were together 8.5 years prior to that. So we have been together over 37 years.
Wow. That's a lot of Valentines.
That's a lot of Valentines. Mm-hmm. The only other Valentines that would be worse than this one is when I broke my ankle and was in the ER on Valentine's. But I had planned a special Valentine's weekend. We were going camping. We recently bit the RV bug, and we got us a nice little RV travel trailer. And we were going to Vogel State Park, which, by the way, is amazing. I talked to producer Tracy. She and her husband, Scott, had gone there and gotten a cabin. They got cabins. They got the camping. And we were going to do the whole camping thing. So I don't know if I've mentioned this, but I drive an electric vehicle. And pulling a camper is a new experience. This is only our second camping trip. We were on the way and we're pacing good. You know, I'm looking at the mileage. I'm thinking, okay, we'll make it. And, we were going to charge anyway. I have to charge. So I'm on the way.
And how long does that take?
Charging?
Yeah.
Anywhere from 20 minutes. I mean, you can get 80% charge in like 24 minutes.
Okay.
Depending on the charger, but the charger we were going to was slower and it was going to take longer anyway.
That's fast.
So
that's what I was thinking.
So yeah, but a lot of times it might take an hour to get a full charge. And this particular time I needed a full charge because there we were cruising down the road and we pass this one. We're looking at the app that tells you where the chargers are. And there was one behind us like 5 miles and we would have to do a U-turn, go back and do that. But we had enough charge at that point to do that. We didn't do that. Renee, I'm not going to throw Renee under the bus, but she goes, oh, we'll make it.
No, you just threw her under the RV. Yeah.
Well,
of her by now.
My thinking on this is always, Renee works for God. She's got an in. We're going to make it. That's always my go-to.
Fair.
So, evidently, God has a sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
Because the one we were going to, we were literally 0.85 miles away. We're cruising, and you get a turtle picture on my particular car. I have a Kia EV9. You get a turtle when you hit zero, and it gives you a little bit extra. Like, if I'm not towing, I could get probably another 20 miles. But I'm towing like a $4,000 to $5,000 trailer. And we see a stoplight and I'm like, crap. So we stop at the stoplight because we were rolling pretty good. And when I went to go, it would not go.
Oh, no. You mean you ran out of juice?
Yes. So we're sitting there
with an RV attached to the back.
Yes. And I'm like, what the heck am I going to do? I mean, it's bad enough when it happens without an RV.
Yeah.
I'm like, how am I going to get towed? What's going to happen? So we're sitting there. I turn it off.
What time of day is it? Is it dark outside?
Yes. It's like 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
This is 8 o'clock. So we're sitting there and I'm like, okay, I'm panicking. And Renee sees the panic because I'm trying to plug up to like our RV to see if that would work. And if we could get juice off the RV, if there's any juice. And it worked for like half a second. And then it didn't work.
So you're in the middle of the road.
Yes. And cars are going. And let me say this. The people were really, really nice in Cleveland, Georgia. Nobody honked. Nobody yelled. As a matter of fact, one young guy rolled down his window. Renee was on his side and asked if we needed any help. And at that point, it was charging. And we thought we were going to be okay. And so people were going around us. And then it didn't work. So I jumped back in the car. I was like, please, baby Jesus, please let this car start and go into drive. And it did. And I say, Renee, jump in. Let's go. And so I hit the gas and we start moving again. Mm-hmm. And we're moving at a good clip. We're moving like 45 miles an hour. We're going the speed limit where we are. And then I see it. This massive hill. Mind you, we're going into the mountains. And I see this massive hill and I was like, there ain't no way we're getting up this hill. But I had to try.
No.
I think I can. I think
you're
I can.
Like, you are like the little engine that could.
I think, well, the engine couldn't on Friday night on Valentine's. I got 3/4 of the way up the hill and it stopped.
No.
It ran out of juice. And we're just sitting there on a 2-lane country, like a country kind of road. And again, cars start coming around us. I called AAA, was on the phone with them for a while. I called Kia support or roadside service, and they were going to help, but it was going to take 30 to 90 minutes. So I was, or 60 to 90 minutes. So I decided, hey, I better call the cops. I don't want, you know, if somebody's drinking on Valentine's, I sure don't want them slamming in the back of me. And so the cops show up, and let me tell you, the cops in Cleveland, Georgia, are so nice. I got to give a shout out to Officer Keith Rayner of the Cleveland Police Department.
Shout out, Keith.
And Deputy Tatiana Whitaker of the White County Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
They got behind us, turned on the lights, and he said, you can't sit here for 90 minutes. We got to get you moved. You're going to have to call a tow truck. And they have like 3 different tow services, and they were familiar with them. So I start calling. We get a tow service. And let me also give a shout out to Justin with Cochran's Towing in Claremont, Georgia.
Those aren't cheap, Beeler.
Yeah, I thought I was just seeing like $500 minimum. Mm. It was only $165.
Oh, which
I say only because I was expecting much more. I know that's a lot. But $165, they had, and with my EV, they have to put it on a flatbed because you can't roll it. It'll mess the car up.
Uh-huh.
So you have to put the car on the flatbed. Then I took my hitch off, put it on the back of their tow truck, and they towed the trailer, and we went 0.85 miles for $165. I literally roll off the back of this thing in my car and roll right to the charging station, and we charge up, and then we eat McDonald's in the car crying. And but the way we got there was in the back of a police car.
There you go.
Me, Renee, and our dog Coco in the back of the police car. And I asked Officer Rayner, I was like, can I take a picture in here? So I got to give Cassie the picture. The look on Coco's face. Coco looked scared. Coco looked so surprised.
Did you
scared.
Ask him to turn the lights on and do the siren for you?
Oh, why did I do that?
I don't know.
I did not. But we made it through. But it was, man, it was valid. We got to the campsite literally at 1:30 in the morning.
Oof. So while you were sitting in your car, watching your car charge and eating your Mickey D's, that's probably when you hit us with the email.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And so we're charged. We get there. We set up. We didn't go to bed until 5:30
in the morning.
Yeah. Cause you have to set up outside. Yeah. And it took us a little bit cause this is only our second time doing it. And man, I just want to thank the police force in Cleveland, Georgia.
The Bird Show.
We ready. We ready.
Oh, y'all know that part.
All right, Katie and Rebecca, can you now share what exclusive event the two of you guys went to?
Yes, finally today we can, and it's perfect because everyone has a theme today. So a couple of weeks ago, Cassie reached out to Rebecca and I, and she sent us an email saying, hey guys, I got something great for you. Atlanta United reached out, and they want you all to participate in their promo teaser video for the new kits that just came out. So Rebecca and I were like, of course we're going to be there. Of course. So we went and we spent 6 hours being a part of this great video that has finally been released, revealing the kits that you all happen to be wearing today.
So this whole promo video, where were you guys at and who were you recording it or who were you taping it, filming it with?
So we basically taped this in Buford, Georgia, and it was with the Atlanta United team. Like, I don't know what the official title is for them.
We are once again a 2025 community partner with Atlanta United.
That is very true. So this is exciting. And I know Rebecca can really geek out about this because while we recorded this video, some players showed up and we got to be in the video with a couple of players from the team.
Yeah, this was like one of the coolest experiences ever. When I got the text from Katie, it was a secret. I was not supposed to tell anybody. And I immediately ran to my family and was like, you guys will not believe what just happened, what I'm about to do. Because you guys have no idea. My family have been the biggest Atlanta United fans since the beginning, like since Mercedes-Benz wasn't even built. We were at the first game at Bobby Dodd watching the game. Like, we have always loved Atlanta United. So when we got this message to be in like the promo video for the kit reveal, this was like the coolest opportunity ever. And we signed NDAs and it was very exclusive.
No, it was eating me alive because Rebecca posted about it that she and Katie were out filming something. And I'm like, oh, what are they doing? I want to know. And I'm texting her. I'm like, Rebecca, spill the tea. What are you doing? She's like, I can't tell you. I signed an NDA. I'm like, no, girl, come on. Like, we're better than that. Tell me. I can't tell you. I signed an NDA. So I'm so glad if I know.
I can't keep any secrets, but I was able to keep this one because I was so excited for this video to come out because we show up. The studio is like awesome. It's this huge screen, this like camera that's like on a robot and moving around. But the whole day, I was just like, what players are showing up? Who is showing up? Because I know one or two or three players are going to be there. Is it going to be Mickey? Is it going to be Guzan? And then in walks Amador, Moyamba, and Saba. And I love all of them. I was very excited for all of them. I was really, really excited for Saba. Oh my God. It was so cool. And we are in the video with them, like posing and like kind of mean mugging the camera and like crossing our arms, which I was a little, I was apprehensive about because I can't really make a very good, like, I'm so tough face.
But you did. The video turned out fantastic.
Oh my God. Credit to the, like, the social team and the videos, like the video editors and like the camera operators, because that looked so cool. Like, the social video is amazing. But Saba was standing right there. And if you know anything about Saba, he is like the midfielder and he's like the big goal. Like, he gets all the goals. And every time he gets a goal, he does something. He goes Saba time, where he literally just taps his watch. And that's when you know it's Saba time. So I'm staring at Saba. I'm literally looking at him. And telepathically, I'm like, Saba,
Saba time.
Saba, Saba, Saba. Hey, Saba time, Saba time. I'm doing Saba time. I'm doing Saba time in front of Saba. And I know he's like, what the heck? What the hell is this girl doing here? Get her out of here. But no, they were so cool.
Where can we watch the video?
It's on Atlanta United on all their socials, on their Instagram, their Twitter. You can go online for the kit reveal. You can look at the kit and it's all up there.
It's also at thebirdshow.com.
Oh, yay.
And tell us about the block party.
Yeah, so this weekend was the Atlanta United block party because their home opener for the season against CF Montreal is this Saturday. So this was like the big block party to celebrate it. There was live music, there were games, kid-friendly stuff. Hazel got her first face paint ever, and she had like two stripes underneath each cheek. She called them kitten whiskers, but they're supposed to be like, you know, badass, I'm ready to play sports stuff. And it was so cute. Her and my three-year-old Max and Bert's girlfriend's son, Asa, who's four, and then the kid of one of the Atlanta United people we work with, were all playing like soccer kick around in the field with a group of like community supporters. And I remember, like, they made me cry because I remember standing there watching it. And it was kind of a gray, drizzly day, but the energy was still really hyped when I went. It was a lot of fun. And I just watched, like, these 20-something dudes, there must have been like 10 to 12 of them, and they had just been kicking the ball around by themselves before they got infiltrated by a group of toddlers. You know, they didn't ask for that, but we're standing around. And they're playing with the kids, and I'm watching them, and I'm tearing up. I'm like, these bros could be at a bar doing shots, or they could just move to another part of the field, no problem. And instead, they're playing ball with a bunch of, like, 3 to 5-year-olds. And I was like, this is what community is supposed to look like, and this is what I've, like, been searching for, I think, nonstop ever since I was a kid. I had a pretty strong community growing up. And I just sat back, and I was like, this is what the Atlanta community Atlanta United community looks like. It's accepting everybody no matter what your walk of life is. And so it was a really kick-ass time. It had a great time. And then, like I said, the home opener is this weekend, and we are giving away tickets right now at thebertshow.com. So if you want to bring your fam to the home opener against CF Montreal and kick off the season right, go to thebertshow.com to enter.
And if you don't win, there's also a special ticket link to buy tickets too, right?
Yeah, that's up at thebertshow.com, and it's also going to be up on the podcast in the episode description. So the Bert Show fam gets a very special link because we are their community partner.
All right, so Atlanta traffic may be worse than LA. I've never lived in LA. I have traveled to LA, and I find it hard to believe that Atlanta traffic is worse than LA. But according to @Kev on stage, he's like, "Oh, but it is."
Okay, I thought people in Atlanta were like exaggerating how bad the traffic is, and I'm like, "Bro, I live in LA. I know traffic." No, not Atlanta traffic. At least in LA, there's always traffic. But it's traffic on the freeways, the 405, the 10, the 101, all that. I'm way out thugging the streets in McDonough. I can't even get to Target. The Target is right across the street from my hotel. Why is there traffic from my hotel to Target? I'm not on 75 South. I ain't made it over there. I can't get to the Waffle House without sitting in traffic every day. Yo, where are the people coming from? Where they going? Because this actually might be worse than LA because the traffic is everywhere through the back roads. Ain't even no streetlights in here. How are the cars find it?
Back road Atlanta traffic is some of the worst. It
sounds like he's speaking facts.
I think he might be.
The pain in his voice is recognizable.
The Bert Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, take two. Karen's back. We are ready to get the update. So, Abby, if you can break everything down leading up to where we are now, why did Karen call us on Valentine's Day?
So Karen called us up because even though things are assumingly going well with her relationship, she did find a card that said it was addressed to his work wife. It was like a manufactured Hallmark card that says, "Happy Valentine's Day, work wife. We love you." He got her some candy. And of course, you're really bothered by that because it feels like maybe something could be going on at the office if he's giving this woman a gift specifically addressed as his work wife. And so now she's going to call us up and tell us where she's keeping the dead body.
It's in the trunk of my car. So yeah, and she knows this coworker, and she has met her, and she wasn't like, wasn't jealous of her in any way, shape, or form, but she was like, "I don't care if you guys are buddy-buddy at work, but to give another woman a card on Valentine's Day just didn't sit right with her." So, all right, Karen, last time we spoke to you was last Friday morning, which was Valentine's Day. What ended up happening between you and your hubby?
Well, right after I got off the phone with you, mm-hmm. I decided, you know what? I'm just going to confront him before he leaves for work.
I think that's smart. Talking. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at this. Abby, we're about to have some communication / confrontation. Love an adult conversation on the show.
I was like, I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off. So while he was eating breakfast, I plopped that ridiculous work wife card, work wife Valentine's card, and I put it right on the kitchen island, and I was like, "What is this?" And at first, he got mad at me because I snooped.
That's that old reverse psychology move, right?
Yeah,
there.
I don't. I don't. I'm not a fan of that move.
It's giving gaslight.
It is. I mean,
it's
technically,
total gaslight.
Technically, he's not wrong. Like, you went into a bag that was not yours, therefore you were snooping. But if it was just a Target plastic bag, why would you not look in it if it's in? It wasn't like, I don't know. I'm still team you. I feel like that wasn't the proper response if you're going to have an adult conversation.
I think the fact that it was just in a Target bag and him using the word snoop, yeah, to me says like you feel guilty. So it feels like snooping to you.
All right, go ahead, Karen.
Totally. Thank you. So he keeps going on about how I invaded his privacy and how I shouldn't have looked in the bag. But I shut that down real quick because we know that is not the issue here. The issue is that he thought it was appropriate to buy a Valentine's Day card for another woman. So I told him flat out, Valentine's Day is for me, his wife, not his work wife, his coworker. And he argued, oh, it's just a joke. It's not a big deal. And but if it's so harmless, why is he so defensive? Why couldn't he just say, you know what, honey, you're right. That was dumb, and move on. But instead, he doubled down, saying I was making something out of nothing.
Oh, you never tell a woman she's making something out of nothing.
As a comedian, I don't get the joke. I don't get it.
Why is it funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, of course, at this point, I am seeing red, and in a fit of rage, I grab the card and I rip it in half, and I threw it in the garbage right in front of him.
No, that's funny.
This is a joke.
Do you want to hear? Ha-ha, laugh. Good one. Oh, I'm sure you got so amped up in the moment. I kind of don't blame you, Karen.
Yeah. So, of course, he just shook his head and grabbed his stuff and just left for work.
Okay. So what happened when he got home from work?
Well, later that night, you know, after we both had finally cooled down, we had a conversation, you know, less heated, but still tense. And, at this point, he either refuses to get why I'm upset or he just doesn't get it and he's just clueless. So now here I am, still mad.
Yeah.
Still feeling disrespected. Yeah. And I don't know where to go from here.
I mean, at what point... So, Mo, do you just have to agree to disagree? Like, who here has to, what's the word I'm looking for? There has to be give on somebody's right. part.
If I'm being honest, if I'm you, Karen, I'm not giving.
No.
I don't see it. This, to me, is not hard to understand.
I don't think so either.
It's very simple. It seems as if he just doesn't want to maybe admit that he's wrong, or maybe he's hiding something even more. I don't know. But to me, your wife says Valentine's Day is for me. That's a pretty easy understanding.
I feel like, Karen, like if you always, and I don't want to say like you're pulling a card, but if you always pulled this card of getting upset, right, to try to get your way, that would be one thing. But if this is not a regular occurrence and this is not like your MO, if you are, you know, I feel like you need to pick and choose your battles in a relationship. And this is one you chose, rightfully so. I'm hashtag Team Karen on this. So when you present this, like, hey, my feelings are really hurt by this. Like, this is something that I feel is crossing a line. I know that there is nothing going on, even though he's probably going to use that against you. But it feels disrespectful to know you're giving another woman a Valentine's Day card, whether it's as a joke or not. I feel at this point, he's the one that has to back down and be like, you know what? I'm sorry. That was not my intent. Mm-hmm. I think we understand it's intent versus impact, but he still has to understand the gravity of the situation and the impact it had on you.
Thank you. That's how I feel. Because, I know this woman. I don't get mad that he talks about her, that they hang out after work, you know, go have happy hour with the coworkers, but it's Valentine's Day. Come on.
If there's one thing I've learned about arguing with women is that you've got to really lead with your emotions. So I think he's seen the logical thing here of like, well, I didn't do anything. I didn't mean to do anything. And you've just got to come full frontal with your emotions and say, hey, I know maybe you heard X, Y, and Z, but I just want to let you know how this is impacting me emotionally. Mm-hmm. So maybe try running it back one more time. And if not, you know, murder's still always on the table.
That escalated.
The Burt Show. Real funny.
I'm always impressed and in awe of the airport tower employees and how cool, calm, and collected they remain when there's an emergency. So I don't know if you have seen the footage and the photos, but it's crazy. So a flight from Minneapolis to Toronto, upon arrival, somehow they're saying winds and weather conditions. When the plane was landing, it flipped upside down.
That is so terrible.
And it landed upside down. And I mean, by miracle, it injured 18 of the 80 people on board. But as of right now, there's no fatalities. There are some people who are critically injured. And then, of course, the video of the people who are making the emergency exit. I mean, there's one guy, and it follows him. The plane the seats are upside down. He goes out the emergency hatch and he turns around and you see the plane literally laying there upside down. So this is the audio from the airport tower employees. And again, just so calm and cool, which I mean, it's part of the job.
Good land, 23 Endeavor, 4890.
We're going to Wingham.
I am okay. No problem. Are you able to go to 2000?
We can give it a try for the weather link at 1 minute back.
This airplane just crashed at 23. Wait, 1 minute back. I got no traffic here, so just let me know what you'd like to do. We just had a crash on runway 23 here.
Yeah, we've got it. The aircraft is upside down and burning.
He might as well be ordering a side of fries and a large Sprite. That's what it sounds like.
That's how they gotta be. That's incredible.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, just so, but yeah, thankfully, no fatalities. Hopefully, everybody recovers well. All right, let's get into our entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Over the weekend, it was SNL's SNL 50 event where everybody, anybody who was anybody was there. I mean, you think the Met Gala is star-studded with all the biggest A-listers. Everybody was at SNL 50, except for one person that people are really surprised about. So people think SNL actually made an entire sketch calling out Bill Hader for not attending SNL 50. And allegedly, he turned down the invite for one specific reason.
Because I noticed that Bill Hader was missing. I saw an article about Dan Aykroyd not being there because he was one of the original cast members. And then I don't recall seeing Chevy Chase there either, but I think that was because he's always, and maybe he was and I missed it, but I know there was always friction with him and other castmates back in the day, and he's like notoriously difficult to work with.
I think I saw a photo of him with Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. I don't know if it was from SNL 50, but I know that came out last week, so maybe was it there?
Yeah, he was there.
So he was there hanging out with them. But Bill Hader apparently gets so much anxiety about his past on SNL that he didn't want to come to SNL 50. That's what the rumors are saying. That's what the people are saying, because Bowen Yang and Andy Samberg actually did a digital sketch that people think is specifically about Bill Hader, because I believe they also call out Dan Aykroyd in it as well, basically saying that, yeah, everybody has anxiety on SNL. So the sketch starts out with Bowen Yang's character calling Andy Samberg, saying, you know, I want to come, but like, you know, I have really bad anxiety. And then Andy goes into this whole musical number where he's like, don't worry, everybody on SNL has anxiety.
IBS?
Yes. It's so funny. And honestly, I'm like, can we steal that as the Burt Show theme song? Like, everybody on the Burt Show has anxiety.
I think that comes with doing a live show. Like, I think especially when you're doing a live television show, that's just going to come with the territory.
I think it comes with the entertainment industry because, like, you are constantly fighting to be relevant. And you feel like if you have one bad show or you make one joke that doesn't land, now that's your reputation as an entertainer.
The competition factor in it too, the way they're always competing for the right, the best jokes or the best skits. Like, I can completely see how that can be anxiety real.
On a much lighter note, they did call back to one of the most popular sketches of the last year. Of course, everyone was talking about Domingo, Marcelo Hernandez's character that was in Ariana Grande's sketch, where it was this wedding scene where everyone was at a reception and Ariana Grande's character and a bunch of other bridesmaids were singing about the wild bachelorette party where the bride hooked up with somebody named Domingo. And this went totally viral because it's so catchy, with Marcelo Hernandez singing his name to the tune of Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso. So Sabrina Carpenter, this is very meta, like, came back for a sketch where they kind of rounded out the storyline, if you will, where, of course, they brought out Domingo again. And Sabrina Carpenter is playing a bridesmaid. But instead of Domingo being the star of this sketch, they bring out Reynaldo, who's played by Pedro Pascal, who is playing a man that hooked up with the groom.
And I'm sorry. Who is Reynaldo?
Don't worry, honey. Reynaldo is in my past.
Left you, I'm here. This way, had to explain, direct from Reynaldo. Matthew's my guy, said he's not by, but we did hook up though.
He is fighting the beat. He was fighting for his life trying to stay on track. That one I really, really loved. And they even brought out Bad Bunny at some point where Bad Bunny played the hot brother as well. And it was just like a fun ending to the sketch that has gone crazy, crazy viral for the last year. And then the other sketch I really want to make sure we touch on is... Oh, I could not believe they got Meryl Streep to play this funny. Character. So there's another really popular sketch that has they've done it over and over and over again with Kate McKinnon's character. This time around, they had John Hamm join Aidy Bryant. And it's that sketch where... Woody Harrelson was in this one. And it's the sketch where they're talking about getting abducted by aliens. And everyone's like, it's just very offbeat humor. And so Meryl Streep is in this playing the mom of... Kate McKinnon's character saying that, yeah, getting abducted by aliens just runs in the family, I guess.
Sorry, my bathroom break took longer than I thought. My number one turned into a number three.
Mega MILF alert.
Sir, let's not. Now, Mrs. Rafferty, you had been abducted earlier that same evening?
Yep. Us Rafferty gals, we always attracted the freaks. For years, I thought Colleen's father was part alien, but turns out he was just uncircumcised.
I love that she joined in on the fun because she's such like a serious actress to me that I'm like, oh, seeing her in this lighthearted, ha-ha, laugh-funny role just makes me want to see her in like a rom-com or a comedy.
Yeah, so here I am on Chevy Chase's Instagram page and look, and he took a picture with everybody, man.
Oh, did he?
He was all over that party. Yeah, I mean, there he is with Martin Short and Amy Poehler. There he is with Paul Rudd. And there he is with Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock.
Now, he doesn't have to work with him anymore. He's easier to be around.
Yeah, he's on his apology tour.
Yeah.
All right, Cardi B's got a new man, and it seemingly confirms a salacious rumor about her marriage was probably true. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Real. Funny.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.